Radio Gorgeous, where women do the talking.
There is nothing like a day.
Hello, so it's all cosy here at Radio Gorgeous. I'm with a croaky Donna. Say hello.
Hello.
Yeah. Oh, bloody hell. And I know why you're croaky. Anyway, we'll talk about that later. You're croaky because you had a wild weekend. You flew to America and back, which is quite mad. Hi, I am Josephine Pembroke and welcome to Radio Gorgeous. Today, we're going to be talking about you're three times more likely to get dementia if you are a cynic. First of all is our author of the week, my darling, and it's your interviewee. Who did you interview, pray tell?
Kara Hoffman, who's an American writer, who wrote the book is Be Safe, I Love You. And you know how it's become almost a stereotype of people coming back from, men coming back from the military and having post-traumatic stress disorder. Mm. It's always wonderful when someone has a fresh way of looking at something that makes you re-examine the stereotype. And she talks about women in the military.
Oh, my God.
And there's a lot more women coming back, men and women. But women are coming back with post-traumatic stress disorder as well. And I think it's interesting with here the discussion about women, you know, women in the military and on active duty, because British women are not on active duty as of yet, but they want to be.
Yes, I think it's going to be the next thing coming through.
Because I think
they should be allowed. You've joined the army. Why can't you do everything?
Mm-hmm.
Would there be a choice, though? Do they have to do active duty or not?
I have no idea. But yeah. The point is, what are the repercussions of that? What are the repercussions of humans at war?
So have you done the interview?
Yes.
And is it fascinating?
Yeah, she's lovely. And also the book was also an exciting read, as well as a moving and compassionate read.
Fabulous. That sounds really good.
I recommend
now,
it.
Now, we're doing a health special. We interviewed a woman called Louise Chun, who everyone probably will have heard of because she was a women's editor of The Guardian. She then went to Vogue. Her last job was editor of Psychologist. She has had the most amazing career in British publishing. She's a New Zealander. They describe her as an outsider, which I think is a bit cruel because she's been here for so long. She started, and through Psychologist, she thought, well, I want to leave. I want to spend more time with my family. I want a job I can do from home. So I'm going to set up my own internet company. And it's going to be how to find a therapist.
I think that's so important with just what we were talking about. And for English people in general, it's so hard to, you know, approach the idea of therapy.
Yeah.
And it's therefore all the more important you get a good one when you start.
So you go onto their website, welldoing.org, and you fill out a form. Not too detailed, you know. So you know what I mean? You're not giving too much away. But then they put you in the right direction for the right sort of therapist. Because she said there's so many different sorts of therapists.
Yeah.
All these different things. You know, some people are psychoactive, some people are psycho-spiritual. They'll point you in the right direction. It's got really good blogs and interviews by people, and it's quite outrageous, the things on it, like trying to persuade your daughter to look between her legs. And then also a really good article was people being abused by going to public school too young. You know, obviously a lot of British people are looking at that. So you go on and you see the most read ones, the highly rated ones. So you can see what literally tells you what British people are kind of wanting to look up on their problems, you know. So she'll describe that. She also talks a lot about her career in journalism and being a woman and her feminist views. So I think you'll find that really interesting, Donna.
Fantastic. And I'm not the only one who's been out and about. You went and kicked ass.
I've been kicking ass. Now, kick ass is a dinner which is on once every few months, and it's hosted by Paula MacArthur, who has a company called the Mastermind Agency. And the whole idea of a kick ass dinner is getting together. Women and men can come, but it's mostly women. And you have a talk, and it's networking, but it's glamorous. It's so glamorous. It's so much fun. It's in the West End. And I had such a hoot there, I must admit. That is the exact word I had. Everyone is up for meeting, chatting, drinking. They're having it on a Friday next time so people don't have to rush back. So it turns into a real nicely piss up afterwards. And we chatted to Paula. And also, very excitingly, I'd like to introduce everyone to our new business correspondent, because we're going to start looking at female entrepreneurs, and it's going to be gorgeous entrepreneurs. Our new correspondent's called Amanda Ruiz, R-U-I-Z. She's married to a Peruvian man, Latin American, and she is the ultimate door opener. She's a PR, but she really wants to talk to women about running their businesses. So she's going to be introduced today, but she's going to be doing a lot of features about business women. Because I know a lot of people who listen to Radio Gorgeous are people that have their own businesses, work from home, work in corporations. So it's going to be really interesting.
Fantastic.
But let's now go over and meet the kick-ass women. First of all, I spoke to Paula to find out how she had the idea for Kick-Ass.
The reason I set this dinner group up, and now this is our 10th dinner, we've been running for just over 2 years, is because I wanted to network and meet lots of women that maybe had as much ambition and as much energy as I did. And I was struggling a bit, because I'd been to quite a few women's networking things, and without being rude, they weren't quite what I was looking for. So I'm the kind of mother of invention, so I thought, well, I'll just make up my own event. So I literally posted that I was going to have an event in 6 weeks' time on Meetup. I thought, what should I call it? I want to repel anybody that would not like the term kick-ass, so let me call it kick-ass. And I made all sorts of wild claims about how amazing this event would be, and somehow managed to cajole all my friends and contacts into bringing along their most kick-ass friends. Yay. And we had a really, really fantastic first event, and it's kind of just grown since then. So this, as I say, this is our 10th event. We've got lots of amazing women here who've been to every single one.
Yes.
The eclectic nature of the women here tonight, I mean, we've got charity leaders, we've got women that run networking groups, we've got Sky TV's parenting expert, we've got a girl who runs her own online sex toys company, we've got coaches, we've got mentors, we've got property investors. I mean, it's really a fantastic community. But the thing they've all got in common is loads of ambition, a great pair of shoes, and they're all really great fun. So
tell me about the shoes thing.
The shoes thing, well, I don't know what happened, but the first time I think I made some comment that you couldn't come if you had rubbish shoes or a bad business card. It just seems to happen that everybody came with amazing shoes. So I hope that everybody that comes along has a great time. And, you know, I always have a wonderful time. It gives me so much
energy.
Yeah. It's great. Yeah. I get the most
the
out of these.
The more you get back.
I get more out of these events than any of my guests. I love it.
Hi, my name is Nikki. I am a purveyor of pleasure. I sell luxury sex toys and designer bedroom accessories at lacoquette.com. My business is fabulous because it helps women to really enjoy their love lives and helps couples to really explore intimacy together, and gets past the issue of people thinking that sex toys is just all about the sex and more about the intimacy.
Now, I really want to ask you told me something about Good Housekeeping. Can you tell me the news?
Oh, yeah. So Good Housekeeping Institute recently did a survey on which were the best sex toys and vibrators in the UK.
Good Housekeeping!
I know, fantastic.
That's so good. So just to think that all those housewives
absolutely
are vibrating away.
Absolutely. All those yummy mummies reading. Yeah, and one of our products, the Juju vibrator, the Mimi, was voted the number one vibrator of all time by 72% of Great British women.
Well, I'm going to ask you now, please could you send a couple to Radio Gorgeous for us to
try? Of course, absolutely.
Okay, now, how do people get in touch with you?
They can go to my website, which is www.lacoquette.com.
How do you spell that?
LACOQUETTE.com.
And what does that mean, darling?
Oh, well, a coquette is a French word. She's a cheeky little minx, a sort of sexy little diva. So I thought it was an appropriate word for the website.
So it's lovely to meet the real-life coquette on
Radio
Gorgeous.
Lovely to meet you, Josephine. Lovely to meet you too.
Thank you very much for interviewees. And now I'd like to introduce Amanda, who is interviewing Molly, talking on Radio Gorgeous. Welcome to Radio Gorgeous, our new business correspondent on Kick-Ass.
Hello, and welcome to Radio Gorgeous. Tell me, what's your name?
My name is Molly Ronan.
And what do you do, Molly?
I am a caterer. I have a catering company called Blue Strawberry, which is based in London.
And what's the current trend at the moment for food?
English.
So people are asking, oh, really?
English, healthy, and food that is clean.
Okay. What do you mean by clean?
Food that you can recognise.
Okay.
So, you know, everything is not necessarily organic, but it has to be locally or, you know, as much locally produced as possible.
Okay, great.
So it's all about buying produce from farms that you know, are wherever they might be in the country for whatever product you might be buying. So we buy everything, pretty much everything from England.
Oh, that's brilliant. I'm really glad to hear support British.
Yes,
now tell
absolutely.
Me, Molly, about your business. I love your business. I've actually eaten your lovely canapés at various places I've been to. What's gorgeous about your business?
We really care about what we do. Everybody in the business is passionate about food. Okay, so a lot of catering companies, you know, they sell themselves as being party organisers, but actually we are caterers, so food is our thing. And my influence on the company means a lot to me.
Yeah.
For me, it's all about food and good service.
So I presume, being a catering company, you don't have Michelin stars, but if you were rated, how many stars would you reckon you'd have?
Well, we'd certainly have, I would say we'd have 2 Michelin stars.
Right.
And, you know, people expect catering companies to produce very similar food to what you'd get in a high-class restaurant. So, you know, we have to adhere to what people's expectations are.
Well, Molly, it's amazing. And I think if people saw the pictures, the photographs of the food that Molly produces, her company produces, you'll be so mouth-watering. I want to have an event immediately so I can eat some of your food. Thank you very much for the interview.
RadioGorgeous.com. Thank you. And if you'd like to know more about Kick-Ass, just look on our website and all their details are on it. Now, what are we talking about today, Donna? Can you explain?
We can't remember. It's dementia. But yeah, apparently there is a link between cynicism or cynical distrust and dementia.
3 times as many people get it that have suffered from this condition. What's it called again?
Cynical distrust.
Okay. Tell us what the features are.
Okay. So some of the questions were...
Okay. Do you want to ask me?
Yes. Okay. How much do you agree with the statement, I think most people would lie to get ahead?
No.
You don't
well,
think so?
I suppose I lied about my CV. I lied. Well, but it's elaborating, isn't it? It's, you know, anyway, next one. Yeah.
It is safer to trust nobody.
Totally disagree. I trust everybody. I rent out 2 properties. I don't even ask for deposits. I ask people to be honest at the end of it, whether they've broken something. No, I generally trust people. And I think that's the sign that I do, because I let out properties. I'm not very good at door locking. I like people. Like people. I'm sorry. I do think liking people is a sign that you trust people, don't you?
Let's see. 3rd question. Most people will use somewhat unfair reasons to gain profit or an advantage rather than lose it.
For example?
All right, you're broke. You know, you get $20 if you win this race.
Mm-hmm.
Would you slightly trip the person next to you?
You know, Donna, I'm finding out a lot about you today. I think it's more like you'd find £20 on a floor in a crowded shopping mm-hmm. centre. Would you put it in your pocket? Yes, I would. Yep. Definitely.
Hand in air.
No, I wouldn't hand it in. I'd hand
okay,
in a wallet.
So you do something passive, but not something active.
Yes. Yes,
okay.
Yes, so I'm not that bad. Whereas I think you trip them up, wouldn't you?
No, I wouldn't trip them up. I'd do everything I could to win, but I wouldn't trip them up.
Okay. I'm not sure still. But...
No. See, I thought you believed people.
Yeah, exactly.
You're a liar.
No, but I know you.
Well, see, that's the thing. I think as I get older, I'm far more upbeat and cheerful. Because the thing is, it's not that I don't agree with these statements. It's how important I think they are. You know what I mean? Sure, I think people, yes, like you said, would embellish their resumes to get a job. Most people on a date aren't going to say the worst things about them.
Yeah, because, I've got dandruff and I pick my nose.
Yeah, exactly. You know, most people would prefer to win rather than lose.
Yeah.
Most people would prefer to have more money rather than less.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Isn't that normal?
Exactly.
Human
but
condition.
Yes, but it's to the degree
yes.
that you think.
Yeah.
Then I do know a woman who, of course, everyone's going to know who I'm talking about, so I may as well say, Sylvia. No, my father's girlfriend, she's paranoid and has also developed dementia. And I think it's that degree to which you think that comes to the fore, or which that directs your relationships. I mean, sure, I think people want to get ahead, but that doesn't affect my relationships with them, if you see what I mean. And I think you're the same way. Yeah. But it's when that kind of paranoia and that cynical distrust blocks you from engaging with people, you're more isolated, which means you're more likely to just live in your own head, and voila, dementia.
Yes, sounds right. Now I'm trying to think, who's had it that's famous? Margaret Thatcher. She was probably in her head quite a lot at the end, wasn't she?
Yeah. Yeah, well,
she had a lot of guilt and headspace and things to sort out,
I don't think she had a lot of guilt.
Oh, really?
I don't think she had a lot of guilt. She had a lot of anger, which isolated her.
Yes, yes. And also she didn't have girlfriends, did she?
Yeah, well, and she was disappointed. You know, she was bitterly disappointed that her government turned against her and never gave that up. Yeah. And again, that sort of, they were out to get me. That kind of paranoia isolates you, you know, the anger isolates you as opposed to connects you. Yes. I think the more connected people are, the less they have dementia.
I honestly think you should become a therapist. You're brilliant, Donna.
I've cracked it.
I think you should go on welldoing.com. I think you could have, you know, you could earn money instead of doing this silly job.
Oh, that's so cynical. Who needs money?
I do.
Yeah, exactly. Just give me stuff.
Now, I want to know why you're sounding like Marge Simpson today.
Oh, well, I went to my 25th college reunion, university, in just a little bit upstate New York. So
when did you go and when did you come back?
I flew on a Wednesday and flew back on the Sunday.
And was it nonstop partying?
Yes, it was. It wasn't for everyone, but it was for me.
I've seen the photograph. You're the only one wearing head-to-toe leopard skin. Everybody else is wearing sort of casual wear in a very American ugly way. But no, you were donnering it.
Exactly. Well, people were dressed, you know.
Yeah, in clothes. But you were wearing your wild suit, cat suit.
I know, I did that. It was a last minute purchase and I hadn't even tried it on. And happily, it fit like a glove.
Yeah, so you're there with your red lipstick, your wild hair. Yeah. And you're the only one posing as well.
That's not true. It's just those were the pictures I showed you.
Okay.
Of course, being cynical, I'm going to show you the best part of, you know.
Oh,
I'm going to show you when I looked good. You know, my favorite thing is like silly dancing. So there was a lot of silly dancing. Well, the things that have affected my voice would be the drinking, oopsie, sorry, the smoking, the dancing, and the screaming. You know, they're like, oh my God, I haven't seen you in 25 years. The great thing about it is, like, you know, 25 years later, we're almost 40. There was no clicks. There's no,
You're almost 40.
I mean, 50. Excuse me. There we go. Lying to get ahead again. But, you know, we're all almost 50. And nobody's going to show up to those things. Like, I don't think anyone we saw will get dementia. Because, you know, no one's going to show up to those things if they're, you know, their life is crummy or, you know what I mean? Yeah. If they're not, you know, sort of happy enough with what they're doing and where they are in their life. And
they're not giving a shit as much.
Yeah, exactly. You know, if they're if they're having a really bad time, they're not going to show up.
Great. Got rid of them.
Yeah, exactly. Or if they're really paranoid.
The losers didn't come.
Yeah, exactly. Or they, you know, or people going through something.
That makes you sound worse again.
Yeah, exactly. No, I'm saying the people who are happy in their lives are going to show up to something. Yeah. You know, you're not going to show up to something.
And that program, 7-Up, you know, when it looked at people's lives.
Yes.
Well, the age 52, people were the happiest. It was the happiest stage in life.
Yeah.
So I'm really excited. Next year, I'm going to be peaking, honey.
Exactly. Well, that's the thing. And you see over that series, 7-Up, the people who were in very unhappy parts of their lives did not participate. Mm. The people who were happier we're happier to participate.
And it's all about participation. And that's what Radio Gorgeous is all about. Women getting out and doing their stuff. Thank you so much, Donna. Thank you so much for everyone coming on to Radio Gorgeous. You are gorgeous.
Have a wonderful day and show up in your life.
Exactly. And thank you so much for listening. And contact us and tell us your thoughts. info@radiogorgeous.com. Lots of love. Radiogorgeous.com 2014. Nothing else is built the same.
absolutely nothing like the